Welcome back to the Wizards of Econ podcast. This is Carlos, and I'm going to be your host for the show. On today's episode, it's going to be episode number 357. I'm recording this on January 5th. We are 16 days out from Online Seller Cruise 2024, leaving January 21st from the Port of Miami. It's starting January 28th. I am stoked. It's crunch time for the cruise. We already have OSC 25 locked in, so I will share those details once we return. On today's episode, I wanted to continue a theme that I've like accidentally stumbled into over the last few episodes, and that has to do with really like just being very clear on goals and being very clear on, you know, content diet, which I talked about a lot about in the last episode. But there's so much content out there, and with the proliferation of ChatGPT and, you know, just AI, the amount of content that's going to be put out, it's going to 100 million X. I don't know, but it's becoming ridiculous. But it's not like you bring in artificial intelligence and the explosion of content is great content that's worth reading. On the contrary, the majority of the people that are generating these content using AI were pretty lousy content creators or teachers to begin with, which the AI just amplifies. So we're looking at like a lot of mediocre content at best, definitely not worth your time. So in this episode, I'm going to share my top five email newsletters. So pretty much, no offense if you're anyone listening to this and you know I'm part of your newsletter. I subscribe to a lot more newsletters than this, and I look at them when I need to, but that I consume on a regular basis as part of my content diet with the goal of helping me crush it on Amazon. I'm not saying that these are the only ones, but these are my top five. So these are the five email newsletters that I read religiously, and that if they're the only five I could take out of all email newsletters, this is the ones they would be. I'm going to share them with you. I think all of them are free. I have to think about it for a second. Yes. So every single one of these email newsletters, with the exception of one, but there's a free option even on that one, are free email newsletters. So no excuses not to get these. Like, these are actually going to help you level up your business. So I've done something I normally don't do on the show, and I've ordered them in order of, I guess, priority. Like, if I could only take one, then the last one, and maybe to get you to stick around on the show longer, the last one is going to be my top one. I will tell you that number one and number two, or number five and number four, depending on how you're looking at it, it was very difficult to pick one over the other. But we're going to start with a newsletter that I've been enjoying a lot of, and who the creator of this newsletter, was recently on the podcast, and that's going to be Rankster. So Rankster is the TikTok to Amazon stop of choice. Like, this is who's on the bleeding edge of like what's going on how to leverage TikTok and for your Amazon business. Not how to grow a TikTok channel, but if you're interested in TikTok shops, which I am interested in, I think there's a little too much hype, but I can see the direction that things are going in the e-commerce world. And I can see that this, whether it's on TikTok or somewhere else, that it's going to be really important to pay attention to TikTok shops. But whether it's TikTok shops or whether it's working with influencers on TikTok to get their audience to come over and buy your Amazon product, or your own TikTok profile that you want to grow so that you can increase your sales on Amazon, this is an absolutely amazing email newsletter. So the newsletters are that they put out, it looks like it's like every other week. I think they took some time off. I think Paul took some time off over the holidays. But first of all, you can find the email newsletter at Rankster, R-A-N-K-S-T-E-R, rankster.co. And each one of them is like a full-blown case study. Like, I think some businesses have had their entire business built on the back of like this killer case study, kind of like Thrasio, even though, you know, may they rest in peace. Even though Thrasio was known for the Angry Orange case study. I've quoted it countless times. Everyone sort of referred to it in the aggregator space and, you know, in favor of aggregators. But their entire business, I think, was built on the back of this Angry Orange case study. This email newsletter from Rankster, each one of them is a powerful case study in and of itself. So highly recommend checking it out if you're interested in growing your Amazon sales using a channel that your competitors are probably not. So first one's going to be Rankster. Second one is one called Freddy Chat. It is a crazy name. Freddie actually was a guest on the podcast here as well. But what I even mentioned the name to him, like, how did you come up with that name? And he just didn't know how good the email newsletter was going to, like, how much traction it was going to get when he created it. And then it was kind of like, well, it's working. Why fool around with it and give it some like funny name? You know, it's working. So Freddie Chat, Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-I-E, and then Chat, C-H-A-T-T. And what I really like about this newsletter and why I stay focused on is it is an SEO newsletter, not Amazon, but it is a e-commerce SEO newsletter. There are a lot of learnings in his newsletter that can be applied to Amazon. But, you know, as brand owners on Amazon, we also have a Shopify store. We have platforms off of Amazon that, you know, owned media. So if you want to really know how to get found on Google, get eyeballs and sell, not just rank for ranks purposes and using ChatGPT to crank out a whole bunch of like Google bait to get the bots to bite, but actually stuff that will bring your customer to your site over and over again to buy products from you, whether the purchase is on your site or it takes them straight to Amazon, getting them to your site, that owned media. This is by far, hands down, the best email newsletter out there for that. It's a 100% free email newsletter. He just started putting some courses out there and trying his hand out courses. I bought it just to support the course. The email newsletter, because I love it so much. And it was also like, I don't know, it was about $100-$150. But it is, I'm about 20% of the way through it. It's amazing. There's no like hidden upsells to really get the good secrets. You don't need to get the course also. Like there's, if you just executed on what's in the email newsletter, you'd be head and shoulders above your competition. But so for e-commerce SEO, I read the Freddy Chat email newsletter. And I'm going to put the links to all of these email newsletters in the show notes of this description. I'm sorry, of this podcast. Number three, this is some good news for you guys. I did an email newsletter rundown, my top five, early last year. And this one was in it, and it used to cost $300 a year. So that is trends. So I love trends for the ideas, for catching stuff before it's even on Amazon. We focus a lot of our attention on software that like discovers things on Amazon. This discovers things before it even gets there. Like some people are like, oh, I'm going to go to the Canton Fair and I'm going to get some stuff before it makes it to Amazon. No, you're already way behind the curve. The person that had the idea to make that product that is then manufactured and finally makes it to the Canton Fair, they're looking at trends. So it's trends.co. Now, Trends was started by Sam Parr. Sam sold it to HubSpot, which again is a company that I use for everything. And HubSpot did something that's just pure HubSpot. And that is this email newsletter you used to have to pay $300 a year for. They just made it free. They're like, they don't want to gate the content for money. And I guess from their side of things, they looked at it like, well, a tiny percentage of the subscribers to Trends, if they actually invested in HubSpot software, they'd make a whole lot more money. And as a lead generator, they knew this content was so good, they put their money where their mouth is and they paid millions for it. So millions for an email newsletter, that should tell you HubSpot, which is like the king of content creation, they loved this email newsletter so much that they bought it. So I love Trends for the ideas. It gets the creative juices flowing. I do not miss a newsletter. Highly recommend you checking it out. And again, it's free now. And I will put a link to this email newsletter in the show notes. All right. So we're getting down to number four, number five, or number one and number two on my list, like my top one and two email newsletters on the list. And again, these two, it was very difficult for me. I think for a lot of Amazon sellers, it would have been very easy to do. At the end of the day, I don't really even identify myself as an Amazon seller. You know, I do sell on Amazon. I've done wildly successful. I've sold in the top percentage of Amazon sellers that exist. However, I identify a lot with like digital marketing, advertising off Amazon. So I'm not just like a one trick pony when it comes to Amazon. So for me, it became very difficult with the two that I had left. So I'm going to start with the one that got second place, but how about this? If this podcast was rated on, the order here was rated on the amount of times, like I've never had, outside of this email newsletter that I'm about to name, I have never read an email newsletter multiple times. Let that sink in. Like you get a book, it's rare that you read the book the second time. You listen to a show, you listen to it, you never really go back and you listen to a show a second time, unless it's this podcast, of course, I hope. But for email newsletters, I get what I'm going to get the first time around. Like if I reference it back, it's to grab a link or a deal code or something that the creator was generous enough to put out there. All of that, except for this email newsletter. I've read some of these emails. I'll consume them like I consume books. Just absolutely amazing. The creator, the founder, the author of this email newsletter is actually speaking on Online Seller Cruise. And the email newsletter is called SciMark. That's SciMark. And wow. Highly recommend it. I do believe it's on Substack. I do believe there is a free version that you get. I am on one of the other versions that give me some extra perks, but it also gives me, I don't think I've ever used any of the other perks, and I can't tell you what those extra perks are, but I believe the reason I did it was it gives me access to even more content that the other email newsletters don't get, which is going to be one of the tactics that's actually used by the next email newsletter that I'm going to share. But so I'm on like one of their top plans there, and I think I'm at like 150 a year or something like that. So again, nothing groundbreaking, and I get that per newsletter. So check it out. It's SciMark, SCI, like the science of marketing. SciMark, SCIMARK. Author's name is Jordan Pine. He's also was on the podcast. I believe it was episode, I think it was 314, if I'm correct. It was about episode 314. Highly recommend checking it out. The episode title was 10 Tried and True Selling Techniques for Commercials with DRTV expert Jordan Pine, which is Direct Response TV is DRTV. It's an absolute goldmine of an episode. We're speaking of Direct Response TV. So I think a lot of Amazon sellers might just tune out. You're like, oh, this is for like commercials and TV and people with like massive budgets. But the principles behind it are so applicable to an Amazon detail page. It's wild. So recommend it. If you do check it out, three of their more recent episodes, I keep saying episodes, but three of their more recent email newsletters that I absolutely loved was The Art of the Headline, Some Tips from Old Masters. Use this simple yet powerful technique to get more clicks and more purchases. So yeah, use this simple yet powerful technique to get more clicks and more purchases. And then finally, A Magician's Trick Could Be Sabotaging Your Sales. I mean, this is wild stuff, guys. Like this applies immediately to your business. I recommend checking it out and go back and like binge all the past emails. So here we are. We'll do like I don't even know if the mic picked up that drum roll, but the top one that was going to be tied with that one, but is definitely number one on my list right now is BDSN. So that's Billion Dollar Seller Newsletter, created by Kevin King. Now, I've had this hidden, this secret thing. Like in yesterday's episode, I was like, don't share your goals with like other people because not everyone's a fire starter. There's some people that are firefighters and they'll put out your fire and they'll doubt you and they'll tell you why it's too late and all this craziness. So I'm going to break that rule for a second, but I have wanted, first of all, I wanted to start a podcast like 10 years before I did. I wanted to start a YouTube channel about the same amount of time before I actually did. And I've wanted to have an email newsletter of note probably for the last, I'm going to say about 5-6 years. Because for me, I was never on that team of like email is dead. Email's always been like the central nervous system of my business. And I could see where email newsletters were extremely powerful. And And yes, I wanted to use them for business, but it was very difficult for me to see how I could get the newsletter and monetize it in a way that the economics would be in line, that I'd be able to build a team around it. And then a few years back, something really changed. And I think it was with HubSpot and Beehive and Substack. And they created all these mechanisms to where content creators that did have email newsletters could monetize from it, whether it's by paid ads or whether it's walling the content with a paywall that you have to purchase to access. And those seem to be the two models. And ever since I saw that and trends when it was $300 a year, I'm like, man, I want to start an email newsletter. And I'm not going to share what that topic is so I can stay a little true to the advice that I put out there. I still plan on doing it. But when I saw one thing it was not going to be was it's not going to be just an Amazon specific newsletter, because I was concerned that there really wasn't enough meat on the bone. Obviously, I just have this personal belief that Amazon is not as complicated as people seem to make it out to be. And I was like, ah, there's not enough meat on the bone. No one's really going to want this. But still, I have a topic. I have an idea. Once I can master YouTube over this year, I'll probably start the email newsletter towards the end of the year or the beginning of 2025. But when this newsletter came out, when Kevin King put this newsletter out, I was extraordinarily skeptical. I was like, man, Kevin's going out on a limb here. Like maybe he got a little too cocky. You know, he's the top name in the industry. I think everyone in the industry knows Kevin King. He's also the host of, you know, the billion dollar conference every year. He's the host of AMPM podcast. I mean, it's Kevin freaking King. And I'm like, maybe he let his ego get to his head and now he's going to put this thing out here. And it's going to, like, you ever see your friend get up there and do something? And he's like, oh my God, he's going to get on stage. I'm supposed to support him, but this is so embarrassing. Right. So that's initially, I haven't even told Kevin this, and Kevin's speaking on the cruise. So maybe I tell him there, but I was like, man, very skeptical here, but you know what? He's got the chops to do this and he's going to learn a bunch of stuff along the way. And he's an open book when it comes to this stuff. So I was like, man, it's going to be great to kind of talk to somebody that went before me that I actually know, who I know does not, you know, have a hidden agenda, is going to tell me some BS and secretly wants me to fail. Right. So I saw him at, I think the last time I saw Kevin, I forget where we were at. We're in an Uber, I think, or so, I don't know, somewhere. We were heading back from somewhere, and I'm asking him all these questions about the newsletter. I'm like, what's going on? So I subscribed. I was like one of the people that subscribed before it actually got released. And I'm getting all these like little tips on like what he's using and how he's doing it. And he actually just recently put out the thing's like 8 hours long on how to create an email newsletter. Anyhow, we're talking about what my favorite email newsletter is. Why? So this thing just gets better with every newsletter. Like every release, this thing gets better. And he put in a really cool, like kind of like in SciMark, I think, where you get extra content if you pay, where with $1 billion newsletter, $1 billion seller news, there's something like, if you share this out with enough people, it'll unlock this other content, and it's worth unlocking, like 100% it's worth unlocking. He also put together all these like really cool industry specific milestones. So if you share this out, I mean, heck, one of the milestones that if you share this out enough, you can actually get a free ticket to Online Seller Cruise. So like, he collaborated really well, you know, typical Kevin King in the industry to line up some great goals, but man, the content is good. The content is really, really good. It's really good from the, like, even the memes that are used are like really, really good. Like everything about it's fun. I could see myself possibly having this email newsletter join the SciMark crowd as like something that I go back and reference and like just consume because I like reading. But 15 years into being an Amazon seller, I feel like part of my like not so motivated to go to more conferences is, sure, I listen to podcasts. I'm connected with like almost everyone in the industry. If I want to know something, I'll just DM the person. So flying across the country to hear the person talk on stage for a limited amount of time just doesn't make sense to me. Or if the person has a lot to say, I'll fly them out to Miami to present to the group and I'll ask my questions there. So I forgot where I was going with this, So like I find that hard to wrap my head around, like flying out across the country to do this, because, and I also feel like there's not a lot for me to learn when it comes to the Amazon space. Like, again, I really don't think it's as complicated as people make it out to be. I think it's 99% the basics, and then we spend 99% of the time focused on the 1%. That's not the basics. But with this newsletter, I learn something new in every freaking episode. So, I mean, episode, I learn something new in every single newsletter. Highly recommend it. Free to access. And the way you can access it is by going to billiondollarsellers.com/subscribe. He describes the, it's pretty accurate too, but like he describes the email newsletter as it's like a free $25,000 mastermind in your inbox. So highly recommend. Those are my top five. That's what my content diet looks like on the email newsletter side. It is, again, a rundown. Number five is Rankster. Number four is Freddie Chat. Number three is Trends. Number two is Cymark. And number one on the list is Billion Dollar Seller Newsletter. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope this can make it into the mix of what your content diet is. Take a second to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Be a huge favor. I'm going to be talking more about the YouTube channel moving forward. Leave a review here on the podcast. Much love and keep crushing your journey. I will talk to you.